warm wind rushed past her up the stairs toward the open doorway above. Outside, the SRS team had arrived, and its members were prepping behind the building in an effort to keep their hazmat gear out of sight while they waited to receive Bruder's assessment.
"Ruptured bag," Bruder's voice crackled in Sinsky's calm. "And released."
"What?"
Sinsky prayed she was misunderstanding as she rushed farther down the stairs.
"Repeat,"
she commanded, nearing the base of the stairwell where the orchestral music grew louder. Bruder's voice was much clearer this time.
"And I repeat, the contagion has been dispersed."
Sinsky lurched forward, nearly falling into the cistern's entryway at the base of the stairwell.
"How can that be?"
"The bag has dissolved,"
Bruder's voice snapped loudly.
"The contagion is in the water."
A cold sweat gripped Dr. Sinsky as she raised her eyes and tried to process the sprawling underground world now spread out before her. Through the reddish haze, she saw a vast expanse of water, from which sprang hundreds of columns. Most of all, however, she saw people. Hundreds of people. Sinsky stared out at the unsuspecting crowd, all of them confined in Zobrist's underground death trap. She reacted on instinct.
"Agent Bruder, come up at once. We'll begin evacuating people immediately."
Bruder's reply was instantaneous.
"Absolutely not. Seal the doors. Nobody gets out of here."
As director of the World Health Organization, Elizabeth Sinsky was accustomed to having her orders followed without question. For an instant, she thought she had misunderstood the lead SRS agent's words.
"Seal the doors?"
"Dr. Sinsky," Bruder shouted over the music, "do you read me? Close the goddamn doors!"
Bruder repeated the command, but it was unnecessary. Sinsky knew he was correct. In the face of a possible pandemic, containment was the only viable option. Sinsky reflexively reached up and gripped her lapis lazuli amulet. Sacrifice the few to save the many. With a hardening resolve, she raised the radio to her lips.
"Confirmed, Agent Bruder. I'll give the order to seal the doors."
Sinsky was about to turn away from the horror of the cistern and give the command to seal the area when she sensed a sudden commotion in the crowd. Not far away, a woman in a black burqa was dashing toward her along a crowded boardwalk, knocking people out of the way as she ran. The veiled woman seemed to be headed directly for Sinsky and the exit.
"She's being chased,"
Sinsky realized, spotting a man running behind her. Then Sinsky froze.
"That's Langdon."
Sinsky's eyes whipped back to the woman in the burqa, who was approaching fast and now shouting something in Turkish to all the people on the boardwalk. Sinsky didn't speak Turkish, but judging from the panicked reaction of the people, the woman's words were the equivalent of shouting fire in a crowded theater. A ripple of panic swept through the crowd, and suddenly it was not only the veiled woman and Langdon who were dashing for the stairs. Everyone was. Sinsky turned her back to the oncoming stampede and began shouting desperately up the stairs to her team.
"Lock the doors!" Sinsky screamed. "Seal the cistern now!"